How I will die. Most likely. If you have been on the phone or on webinars with me lately, you have noticed, I have been looking for words, the first signs of dementia. My IQ dropped 40 points, and muscle test confirmed, my brain was deteriorating. My brain health went from 30% to 7% as well. I am like Charlie in the book, also movie, Flowers for Algernon, where Charlie, a young man, got a brain-enhancing surgery, but the results were temporary, and when he was in decline phase he could see all the things he understood and could do before, but not anymore. Doesn't feel good. In this short article I will look what I did and what needs to be done so I can regain my brain health, my IQ, my ability to remember words, so I can be well in me again. First off, I am not a doctor, not a biologist, not anything qualified to say the things I say. They come from observation, muscle testing, Kabbalah, and my high school biology classes in Hungary. So, first question, what is the most important factor of my deteriorating brain health? Plaque. Where does plaque come from? Plaque is exactly the same film as what you have on your teeth, or what blocks your blood vessels. It is a protective film that protects the brain, the blood vessels and your teeth from acidity. What is acidity? Acidity is the pH of body fluids, that is measured from 0 to 14. pH is a scale of acidity from 0 to 14. It tells how acidic or alkaline a substance is. More acidic solutions have lower pH. More alkaline solutions have higher pH. Substances that aren't acidic or alkaline, that is, neutral solutions, usually have a pH of 7. What caused acidity in my body? Contrary to popular belief, acidity comes from the body itself, in reaction to digestion, not from single foods. The concept of food combining was invented in response to imbalances to body pH. The body does best at a slightly acidic state, according to some, like Dr. Carrie Reams of RBTI fame. Reams was a soil engineer and a devout Christian, and came up with theories and a system through measuring saliva and urine pH. And supposedly healed the body. His method didn't work for me, but his theory measures 30% on the truth value scale, which is very high. Current medicine, official and alternative are at or under 10% accuracy. Acidity. Acidity causes many diseases, because the electrical workings of the human body are insufficient in an overly acidic environment, blood, tissues, etc. Food combining is a folk medicine invention, and although, according to MuscleTest, it is 790% accurate in its principles, the way it is taught and practiced is only 10% accurate. What are the principles? Let's first look at the digestive juices the body has. Saliva. Saliva is supposed to be alkaline. Carbohydrates start digesting in the mouth while they are chewed thoroughly. The stomach is supposed to be very acidic to digest the protein in food. Proteins digest in the stomach. Proteins need to be fully digested in the stomach, because unless they are, they will rot, bacterial rot, in the intestines. Proteins take 2 to 6 hours to digest. If and when there are carbohydrates in the meal, the stomach needs to choose between digesting the protein or digesting the carbs. And it alternates between very acidic and alkaline. Several times before it gives up on digestion. The minerals for this pH change come from the pancreas. Every meal that is the meat and potatoes type, or sandwiches, make the pancreas secrete juices to raise the pH of the stomach acid. Although humans are omnivores, we weren't meant to eat everything in the kitchen sink in one meal. We were meant to eat one thing in one meal, and another thing in another meal. Nature did not provide humans with meat and potatoes or sandwiches. The result of improper food combining is a lowering of the pH of the body, blood, saliva, everything bodily fluid. This is the cause of the plaque. The body tries to protect its sensitive to corrosion parts, especially the blood vessels, the teeth, and the brain, that I know of. In the mouth it causes the hardening of the plaque into tartar scale. The stuff that causes the diseases like gingivitis. In the blood vessels it causes the plaque that narrows the vessel and hardens the walls of it. Eventually causing circulatory diseases, like heart attacks, embolism, etc. In the brain it does the same thing. The plaque disrupts the communication between synapses. And makes one's brain slow, and eventually makes one stupid, like it did to me. So what did I do since my health was 30%? My brain health was 30%, last winter. I had the good idea to turn vegetarian sometime in April. I started to eat bread, cream cheese, some vegetables, cheese, sour cream. MuscleTest says that the deterioration of my health wasn't due to the added chemicals in the food, but it was due to its acidifying action. Cheese sandwich, cream cheese sandwich, egg sandwich. All protein plus carb combinations. Looking back through my Instacart order receipts, I had the brilliant idea in January to order a baguette. Before that I didn't eat bread for 4 to 5 years, maybe longer. By April I ordered almost exclusively items that were improper food combining, pizzas, English muffins, cream cheese and such. It is early June. Since January my health dropped to 7%, my brain health to 7%, and my IQ dropped 40%. Luckily I already have devised a method that counters this tragic turn of events. A few years ago, maybe 3, my arteries were 70% clogged, and I was at death's door. Muscle testing suggested organic, unprocessed sesame oil at bedtime, and the Big Bundle Energy Audio as many hours as possible. So I muscle tested if it can reverse the damage my diet has caused, and the answer was yes. So last night I took a gulp of sesame oil, and taped the earbud to my ear to play the Big Bundle through the plugged-in MP3 player. I've chucked the bread, and decided to never do this again. I know myself, and I'll forget why I made this decision in a year or two. But I can also trust myself to notice deterioration of my brain health. And I have the tools to return to health again. I cannot trust myself to be consistent. I don't have a track record to be confident I'll remember why I eat in a way that keeps my body, in spite of myself, healthy. Would I be able to live long and healthy with eating bread without protein on top? Muscle test says yes. The principle of proper food combining is, no plant food, carbs, mixed or eaten with animal food in the same meal. If your pancreas has received a low number in your health measurements, most likely just this change can restore its health. If you want to buy the Big Bundle, and incredibly potent energy audio, you can. You need to promise in writing not to share it with anyone outside of your household. Why? Because it is my intellectual property. It needs to be listened to over headphones, it's okay to use it in only one ear. The original energy I transmit even remotely is about 10 times more powerful, a lot of the power gets lost in the audio. But if you can get used to hearing my sighing in your ears, best way to get enough of it is overnight. The earbud taped to your ear so it doesn't fall out when you stir. If you don't change your diet, the Big Bundle and the sesame oil cannot keep up with the damage you inflict on yourself. About the sesame oil is dissolves the plaque slowly and steadily, if it is used together with the Big Bundle. The Big Bundle is like a scrubbing machine. It gently scrubs away the plaque. If it worked differently it would be dangerous. A friend of mine died 2 weeks ago because of broken a piece of plaque. It caused a heart attack. But gentle scrubbing dissolves the plaque and it is redigested and emptied through bowel movement, instead of circulating and causing death and mayhem. It's slow. I will take me months to get rid of enough plaque to be able to say, I don't need the Big Bundle and the sesame oil anymore. Unless, of course, I make the same mistakes again and again. Let's hope I am still smarter than that. Get the Big Bundle. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/bigbundle.